I am the Reverend Lisa Bovee Kemper. My pronouns are she and her. In this congregation, challenged by our liberating faith, we discover deeper spiritual meaning, nurture loving community, cultivate courageous connections, and partner in the work of justice. This is our July Community Sunday, in which we have a number of energizing and engaging activities that you're invited to participate in following our shortened service. We'll describe the activities in a little bit at the end of our shortened service. Welcome to each and every one of you on the live stream and in person. We're pleased to have guests with us in this room and participating virtually. Hello to everybody on the live stream. I invite you, if you are new or have been visiting for a little while, to reach out to our Director of Member Relations. Her photo and email are on the screen, Kelly Green. We have large print orders of service, personal hearing assistance devices, and an elevator available. There's also a hearing loop in our alternate worship space, the Bernstein Room. We have coloring pages and fidgets and yarn for all ages in the vestibule if that's useful to you or your children. A couple of announcements today. This afternoon, if you would like to join UUCC in marching in the Pride Parade, meet at 12:30. The meeting spot is at or around 9th and Tryon. We're not sure exactly where we are, because of course it's a whole bunch of groups lining up. But at or around 9th and Tryon, we're in the yellow section. We're number 433. And look for the UUCC t-shirts and banner. We would love to have families and all ages join in marching. It's really quite fun. So that's today at 12:30. You can also visit the booth in the Pride Festival, at, which is on East MLK Drive. On Tuesday, we are having an intersectional justice potluck. The purpose of this potluck is to get together with folks who are interested in doing social justice, working on our intersectional justice projects, and getting oriented to who our partners are and what are the kinds of opportunities to volunteer. So we are having a potluck, and we hope you can join us if you're interested in learning more. And that will be at 6 o'clock in Freeman Hall on Tuesday, the 22nd. I had to count the days from Sunday to get the right date. So that will be fun and exciting. Again, that's for all ages. And we have a potluck sign-up sheet. You are not required to sign up or RSVP. We were just asking for sign-ups so that we know a little bit about what people are bringing, so that we can make sure that, you know, we add a vegan dish or a gluten-free dish or whatever, so we have a good... So we don't end up like the congregation. I'm pretty sure this is a true story. The UU congregation that had to ban hummus from their potlucks because they had one potluck where literally everyone brought hummus and something. You know, so it was like hummus and carrots and hummus and pita and hummus. And so all they had was like 20 different kinds of hummus. So anyway. That's the only reason we have an RSVP list. So if you know you're coming, please sign up. You can find that information in Currents. A warm welcome to each and every one of you, whether you are here in person or on the live stream. Whether today is your first or your thousandth Sunday in our midst, we are stronger because you are here. We are one people with many beliefs, origins, identities, and genders. We are all growing, all learning, all loved. I invite you now to take a deep breath and settle in as our service begins. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit and join in singing our opening song, number 188 in the gray hymnal, or the words are on your screen.
In faith, together, we light this small scrap of light, symbol of Grandfather Sun's enormous power, whose energy burns so brightly in these days of deep summer, catapulting the leaves and vines, vegetables, flowers, and fruits to astonishing sizes, lengths, and heights, spilling over the tops of cages, walls, and trellises, delighting and nourishing all beings. We bask in the warmth and the heat of these days with lightened hearts and quickened senses in gratitude and in faith.
It's me.
It's okay. I can do it.
No, I can do it.
Can.
Yeah.
Here.
Sorry. I'm being okay. Disorganized.
It's okay. There's the thing.
Okay.
There's the top of it.
At the height of the summer, when the days are long and bright and the thunderers come to soak the ground, the lessons of reciprocity are written clearly in a Three Sisters garden. Together their stems inscribe what looks to me like a blueprint for the world, a map of balance and harmony. The corn stands 8 feet tall. Rippling green ribbons of leaf curl away from the stem curl away from the stem in every direction to catch the sun. No leaf sits directly over the next so that each can gather light without shading the others. The bean twines around the corn stalk, weaving itself between the leaves of corn, never interfering with their work. In the spaces where corn leaves are not, buds appear on the vining bean and expand into outstretched leaves and clusters of fragrant flowers. The bean leaves droop and are held close to the stem of the corn. Spread around the feet of the corn and beans is a carpet of big, broad squash leaves that intercept the light that falls among the pillars of corn. Their layered spacing uses the light, a gift from the sun, efficiently with no waste. The organic symmetry of forms belongs together. The placement of every leaf, the harmony of shapes speak their message. Respect one another, support one another. Bring your gift to the world and receive the gifts of others, and there will be enough for all.
Have you all heard of the Three Sisters planting? Many indigenous cultures in this country use, can you go back two slides so we can see the picture? They plant corn and beans and squash together because the nutrients that that each of those plants needs and produces in their growing work together so that you have balance and harmony in your garden. I've always thought that was really awesome. And it also, when you harvest the three plants, you get a complete meal out of all three of those pieces. So that's really wonderful. I invite you into a time of contemplation or prayer, getting conscious of our bodies and where our bodies are in space and time, perhaps breathing deeply. Be present to the quiet chaos around us. I always want to remind us that silence and quiet aren't free from noise. They are a way that we settle our bodies and our minds and our hearts into the space around us. It's more about us being quiet on the inside. No matter what is happening, we hear the sounds of each other's breath. The gathered community hears and holds both difficulty and ease as we honor the experiences that make each of us who we are. This morning, we are holding Dan, Shannon, Eli, and Abby Maples in our hearts as Dan's mother has recently been hospitalized. We send love to Rob Marcy as he recovers from knee surgery. Yesterday, we held a celebration of life for Ignacy Kuzminski, and I was honored to hear his story and meet his sister, both Holocaust survivors. It was a special time. And in light of recent discouraging and frightening North Carolina legislation, we hold with love, all of our, I'm not gonna get through this one. We hold with love our trans youth, their families and their supporters, and we remember every day and every moment that in this place, we steadfastly affirm people of all gender identities and sexual orientations, and we will never, ever stop fighting for our children. Please join me in a moment of silence as we honor all the concerns shared today and those that remain in our hearts.
While the offering is collected, you are invited to come forward and light a candle honoring a milestone concern celebration.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Janann Jones. My pronouns are she and her. At the conclusion of our service in a few minutes, you will be invited to participate in one of our Community Sunday sessions. Listed on the screen now, they will be listed again at the end of the service. The sessions this morning are a discussion, You Are More Than You Produce in the Sanctuary, a demonstration, Automated External Defibrillator, AED demonstration, in the Bernstein Room, an activity, Houses, Homes, and Drawing Dreams in Freeman Hall, Brighter Than the Sun, Solar Ovens, out at the Traffic Circle. Please rise if you wish to sing our closing song, 1018 in the Teal Hymnal, Come and Go With Me. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. As we extinguish our chalice this morning, I invite you to remember the words of Robin Wall Kimmerer. Respect one another, support one another, bring your gift to the world and receive the gifts of others, and there will be enough for all. Please join me in the words for extinguishing the chalice, which you will see on the screen. We extinguish this flame, but not you can start moving when the music starts. I just want to acknowledge any newcomers, visitors, guests who are with us. If you wouldn't mind raising your hand so we can greet you. And if you have any questions about where to go, I know that folks will help you. So enjoy Community Sunday.